Wo be bo obi sia bisis kan na ko member ye, how are you? How's the family? How goes it? It goes since well. Mama! Is it on? Is this thing on? Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Then I would do a car. Can you win me from now? Mama!
Welcome, people, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra Podcast. Sincerely Accra Podcast. Yes, so, oh my God, you know what I'm going to say. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and far away. Joseph and Kwame are back. Joseph and Kwame are back. Joseph and Kwame are back. Ooh, Joseph and Kwame are back. Come on. Come in the building. Sit down, pull a chair. We have some nice assortment of meals. Don't you see the buffet? Don't you see the spread? Sit down, grab a paper plate. You know what I mean? Paper napkin, plastic. No plastics. Save the ocean. But anyway, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra Podcast. We are back from our little break, and you can stop hating us and stop listening to reruns and stop tweeting and asking, hey, what's going on? It means some of you, this is how I know you don't even listen to the episode to the end, because some of you were like, when like the first 2 weeks came and then like it didn't come, you're like, ah, what's going on? Tagging me and things. I'm like, ah, I wanted to see a cool break. But anyway, we're back and I would like to do what I need to do before I continue, else my producer will have my head. Anyway, Ms. Minya Ned Stark. But anyway, my name is Joseph Inti. I'm the host of the Sincerely Accra Podcast. If you're new here, welcome, buckle up. You're definitely going to come back. It's going to be bumpy, baby. And if you're a returning listener, well, you know what it is. We give a quick shout out to my co-creator, Mr. Kwame Asante-Ofori. Ah, he's holding it down. Don't you know? Ask about Mr. Asante Abekatro. And of course, we got to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR network, the premier podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. I haven't changed my ways. I'm still Bandy, bitch.
Nothing else, and girl, you don't get any issue. Girl, I go hold you well, and I go do anything that you wish. Me share my heart, so don't blame me for ya. No, here's a tomorrow. Somebody else come take you for ya. They do me no more, no more. This thing no be no more. Me no want to no more. Please don't give me trouble. You they do me no more, no more. This thing no be no more.
Pick you up in the foreign, bring it on, what is on your mind? Yeah, baby, and it is a bunny and kind, babe. And all that you promised to show, and tell me no time was soon when I'm right here. You and I together, see we go together, see me pose, no I who pose, here fly, missing now. Life in with you, girl, me love it. Dying with you, tell him forever. Lie, live. I'm missing now. Diamond rings in your body, darling.
We're back and ooh. Ha. Huh. Such times we're living it in Nobisu. Yeah. You know, this is the part of the podcast where we like talk about trendy news and everything. And honestly, I'm just like looking around and I'm like, what is this? It's the absolute ghetto. Then, of course, honestly, but anyway, I actually wanted to open by saying that, I've been taking a little bit of a gander, at our, TikTok comments and everything. And I must say, you know, it is wild on the TikTok streets. Listen, people on TikTok take a lot of liberties to share opinions, that, you know, most of the time unwarranted. You can also put them in the same category as myopic, but, it's cool. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you want to like marvel at the ridiculousness that is TikTok comments. And then you realize that, oh, wait, Oh, no. That's not the worst of it. Like, TikTok comments are ridiculous, but they're not as ridiculous as, you know, your member of parliament hawking watermelon on her head to get votes. And it's not as ridiculous as the people following her and making a fanfare of it, grabbing sliced watermelons off her. Like, how much money do you have to be paid to make that publicity stunt stick? That's just what I want to know. It's so crazy because, you know, every single time you go on social media, you see that people just have energy and anger towards the wrong things. You know, somebody's expressing themselves differently than what they're used to. There's people up in there ganging up, saying all sorts of hateful things. These politicians move around, do the most, spend your money any which way. And then when it's time for election, they just come around, you know, play around in your faces, and it's just laughter. And people are rushing to be in videos and pictures with them, and it's like, wow. And you want them to take it seriously? How are you going to be taken serious? The woman is putting, she probably approached somebody that sells watermelon, give her a few CDs, put the watermelon on her head, position the camera here and there, and y'all were just running around following her. Hey, not yet, dang. Not yet, dang. Up on your coffee, you know. See, kind of the mound. How many days never lasted? That's even if you got anything at all. Like, what is this? Yo, when she has been saying we should wake up and we have been laughing at her, but well, seems like there's deep slumber in the day. Sleeping Beauty, you. And I also saw there, said that Momo life to you and Prince Charming being whatever risking the life of Momo. Yeah, risking life in the crown. Yeah, and count. Like, it's crazy. It is crazy. And that's just really what's up in the streets of this trending news. I really don't have much to report. I mean, there have been a couple of trending topics on Twitter here and there, but you know what? Actually, you know, let's not really get into it. I'm really enjoying Kitty's new song, though. This is not a sponsored post. Trust me. I can't seem to get it out of my head. And I remember he posted a video of this guy doing the... It's really stuck in my head. But that's the funny thing. It's not the Loma Loma part that's stuck in my head. It's Black Sherry's part. Like every single time I just open the door, I'm like, pick you up in a foreign. Like, I'm just, it's, you know, when something is really stuck in your head, every second, pick you up in a foreign. Pick you up in a foreign. I'm just going mad. Oh my goodness. But listen, you're tuned into Sincerely Cry. And all I want to tell you is that me share my humble, so don't pay me for yeah. Of course, it's all laughs on the Sincerely Cry podcast. But hey, yeah, that's what we have for trending news. But listen, we've got something new coming up, okay? On this very episode, we're going to be introducing a new segment. Someone named Cecilia Cry this side. Every day. Bo Lifey Kakra. Hey, Bo Lifey. We always have to change it. You know what I mean? We always have to, you know, bring you something new, refreshing, exciting that you can always, you know, enjoy when you're digesting this thing here we call a podcast. But that's much more on that later in the episode. But yeah, this episode, we're going to be talking about something that's very essential to all of us, you know, especially young people here. That's basically surviving Accra. Yeah, how are you navigating Accra? What is your formula for living in Accra? You know what I mean? How are you making ends meet? Are the ends meeting at all? I think that's the real question we need to be asking. You know, I made a joke about people like jumping from paycheck to paycheck, living your George in the Jungle fantasy. Sometimes you just can't make it to the next rope, so you fall flat on your face. You know what I mean? And we decided to take this in a two-part series. We're calling Navigating Accra. Well, okay, this is not approved by Kwame. This just came to me because you know me. I always go off on the tangent. But well, anyway, we're trying to talk to young people and find out how they're navigating Accra. And we've done it into two sections, okay? So this episode is going to be focusing on how men, the men in Accra, are navigating Accra. What is the formula they're going by? Yeah, like, what is the plan? What is the stay by plan? Shout out to Afiezu. By the way, I must say, look, almost every single time when I go out, people see me and they'll be like, stay by plan. And I'm like, no, that's Afiezu. This is Sincerely Accra. They'll be like, oh yeah, I know it. If I had a CD for every time, ciao. Anyway, guys, so you know what? We went out and we spoke to some men at the Kinky for the Needy thing that Tatis did. You know, the fundraiser for the, you know, Goodwill, if you must say. I can't remember the school that she's trying to help, but it was a great event. I really had a great time, saw a lot of people, and I had the opportunity to talk to these men and ask them, what is the formula What is the formula that you guys are using to survive this Accra? And we brought you these responses, okay? And on the other side of these responses, we've got some really great panelists, and they're going to talk to us about how they, as men, are navigating life in Accra. We're back, and today we have a very interesting discussion that we're going to have with, you know, a couple of niggas. But yeah, today we're talking about Accra, Charlie. We're talking about navigating Accra as a man.
Aye.
You see, heavy is the head that carries the penis. This is part one. Part two, yeah, the ladies, the baba. You know, see, we're going to hear from them. But today, yeah, we're talking about navigating across the man, the different things. You know what I mean? And I have some very interesting guests. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. But if you say I should introduce myself, what should I say? So, on my farthest, right is Jude.
Yeah. So my name is Jude Mills. I like to think of myself as like, the Gen Z president on the come up.
Gen Z president on the come up.
Yeah.
Who is the president?
Well, for Gen Zs, yeah.
Really? Yeah, what are your policies for Gen Zs?
Well,
no employment.
What did you say?
No employment.
No employment.
Nah.
Oh no, so
I mean, I'm going to make sure that everybody can dress however they want to go wherever they want.
Dress however they want.
Yeah.
Why you're not currently, you think Gen Z's cannot dress however they want?
No, we're oppressed.
Who is oppressing
they're
Gen Z's?
They're oppressing us. Every single person, the boomers and the people before boomers, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Before boomers.
Before. Those people are dead.
Silent generation.
Wait, give an example. Like, what kind of oppression are you facing in your dressing?
Oh, I mean, they profile you based off of how you look. I mean, the moment they see you look extra, they start looking at you some way. And they start, hey, Wolfie, where are you from? We are Bema now, we are bad. Like, bro, why?
Hey.
Oh, very normal.
So currently, the way you are dressed, is this under oppression?
I mean, right now, the aesthetic I'm going for is, you know, calm, casual.
Demure.
Yeah. Very demure.
Mindful.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Spartan bracelet, no swear.
Oh, this is a staple. Like, if right now, how I feel, like in this era of me, this is how I feel. I feel like.
It looks like that. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Like, oh no, you can. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it looks like that thing that.
Wonder Woman.
Ah, yeah. It uses to block the bullets.
Yeah. But it's really cool. So I like it. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we know our Gen Z rep on the panel is here, Jude. Yeah, okay. And then followed by
Papa Kofi Boateng. I'm Gen Z as well. I'm Gen Z as well. All like right. 22, be 23 like next year. So yeah, that's me.
All right. Next person.
Because they do that. I'm Kobe. I'm an elder millennial.
An elder millennial? What is that?
He's as on like, the upper side of the entering like boomers. After millennials, boomers, right?
So
yeah, no, Gen X.
Gen X?
No.
It's Alpha, Gen Z, Millennial, Gen X before Boomer.
Oh, okay.
Before, right. Said,
oh, in Zinkofa, no more what Gen Z is training at Alpha.
Yeah.
I just want to know who is responsible for naming these people. Because why the hell are we calling them Alphas? In a couple of years, we're going to be oppressed by people who call themselves Alphas.
Yeah, probably the next.
Gen Z, it's they have to start from the
beginning.
Ah, yeah. Then the next
one will be
Beta.
We are in your alphabet. We are millennial.
Yeah,
we are Gen Y.
Gen Y.
Sir.
That's millennial.
Gen
X, yeah.
Millennial.
Gen Y.
That's millennial.
That's why we are going through it.
I mean, you guys, not me, but
that's
you guys,
why we're going through it. One generation, we've seen solar eclipse, swine flu, bird flu, monkey pox. Oh my goodness. But anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
All right. So you know what? So before we begin our discussion, we're going to play a little clip. Me call out and about, you know, and I went to ask people, men, how they are navigating Accra as men. And this is what they have to say.
Adebre.
Hey, but how are you surviving?
Bro, on God, oh. On God.
Now, who name Nyame?
Nyame Ukwa. Meaning, say, supernatural power. Be on one or GA.
Sir.
Charlie, because Charlie. Church of Fenu, it increases every 2 weeks, oh.
Sir.
Every 2 weeks.
It's a bi-weekly increment.
They say, oh, we're going to see 9 oh, God, next week, bro. Let me see. Me say, any moment, you have a church of Nana.
Hey, what do you want to church?
Because that music is an so.
Cash on hand, an so. Oh my God. Hey, me only say, hey, man, we're like, what do you want to church?
Nana, yeah.
Hey, now, miss, someone can just say, I'm going to take a quick loan.
Missy, offer, driver, master. Obisha, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, man.
Branding.
Elucidate for 10 points.
Ah, master. For liar, then survive because you could get happiness from the lie inside or lie.
Happiness, Ben. Like when you lie, it's to what end?
Oh, I can't hear. Send you. Be however you deal with your stress. Uh-huh. What do you say? If in my part, which one trust you is that now or wreck a cry, then you go.
Bad debts. We are bad debts.
Staying above water. I think you have to live within your means, obviously. The way I cry, the pressure, the. But also, Charlie, your colleagues, Kofi, or your friends are in different salary brackets. So they will probably invite you somewhere. And yeah, sometimes boys will like boys to hold down. But I mean, as a man, sometimes you can't always be there for boys to sort you out. So
they are ferry alone. They be our quality to have a ferry.
Per se, but I be some way.
Yeah, some way.
Yeah, some way. So okay. You have to choose which events that you'll go, which places you go, which places you will not go.
Then what about changing your friendship group then?
Oh no, I mean
Usika so Gary in our friendship group, they be all more friend or bad scene in your since I was a group.
I mean as for instance myself, I don't have boys who are like pressuring me, say, oh. It's different if they are like they're pushing you by force. Like I mean boys are in different salary brackets. They have to leave.
Exactly.
So once in a while they will carry along, or they will like carry along all the time. But you as a person, you have to also know yourself so that you don't put burden on boys, because okay. Then too they are trying to stay above water. Just say we for leave, we already die for here. But people do things because Charlie, if the money I don't chop him, I will die.
And poor. People before sick and top plot.
Sanity. Cook from home.
In this 2024, don't live to impress anybody. Because I grandma got cook from home, eat from home.
No more winning cooking swear.
Sweet a jelly wall.
Yeah.
The formula,
yeah. Hey.
Firehouse square.
And what does it give you?
What's it?
What does it give you?
It give you your friend is say 1 square meal.
1 square meal? One.
Settings.
Settings. Explain that.
Oh. Fake it till you make it. You might not make it, but fake it.
And what is the, like, who fake it? Then open your womb.
Oh, who not show you, but to be in him.
It was the essence of faking. Why do you want us fake?
Who the Gary open on him?
Ah, but who qua bonsia, who the cool. It's okay. Gary indoors, boba on the outside.
Easy.
But what benefit does that bring you?
Nothing. Everybody survives. We all for enter.
You know, why do you want us to do settings? I want you to explain to me.
That's the only way you live. Oh. Accra is not for us.
By being fake.
Accra is not for civilians. Oh.
It's for who?
It's for the rest of them.
We won't count.
Yeah, me.
I am one of them. No. And so are you.
No, maybe I'm a civilian.
Baby, I wouldn't say you are part of the 1%.
Hey, I'm coming somehow.
Anka wona me.
Anka me jumbe tuna helicopters in say we. Me na ji me dia na mam na me ko.
Sa. Okay.
The same way, I'm sorry.
Fuck your way to the top.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sa.
Ah, bro.
Ah.
Good boy, my bro, my
po. Oh, in sense uba sha wo.
Me nya e me bie website.
Now I hear them.
QR code.
Nah, no, I don't know
what you want. You know, I want
to do sell your body, you know. And people pay.
Mending.
Oh, okay. I feel when we say a good girl, no, they pay.
Only fans.
What do you show there?
Oh, I show everything. I show everything. I'm a performer.
Really?
I'm doing well.
What's your screen name?
Oh, The Punisher.
Do you do solos or you do with other people?
No, no. I fraternize well with artists.
Okay.
I like to play with as many people as possible.
Okay.
Preferably female.
So how many times do you shoot a week?
Oh, give or take 4 times a day.
Okay, what's your average earning per month?
Oh, last month I was making 9,000. But this month, I'm making 11.
Sir, do you have a 9-to-5?
Oh, yes, I have a 9-to-5.
Hey, you are doing that on top of your 9-to-5.
The 9-to-5 is a side hustle. The main hustle.
I shower and God. Is that last doing?
Hey, that's our combination.
Call on me in times of worries. Bible, not that kind.
It's what call it on me. Then I didn't be.
Until sorry, no, NSPP, the 7 a.m. I'm not pa. Now I'm kind of talk about showing come up.
Ah.
With God, all things are possible.
You need to know how to play with people's feelings.
You have to know how to play with people's feelings.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, you have to survive, so. It's about. It's a dog eats dog world, so.
So you are into manipulation?
Manipulation, exactly. You have to know how to manipulate people.
Hey! Buy I take it. Does it work for you?
Well, I know. It works for people, and I mean, I'm a good boy. I don't like to see, like, take advantage of people, but it's a side
Their butts in that sentence has negated everything you said.
Some people will say betting and other ways that it.
Some people. We are just saying, we're betting.
No, I don't bet.
Why?
Because I don't know how to do it. So
me be your phone, I mean odds. Me that's it.
As a man, I think when you wake up in the morning, all you have to do is just say, God be with me, and just walk out. Because you might not know what will happen next. Because Accra has no formula. Our forefathers, our mothers came to Accra without any formula, and they survived. So I'm sure when you just get out, you just have to find something decent.
We are sure said they didn't have any formula.
No, they didn't. But if I say decent, wait, let me stretch my words. Just try anything you think is worth it, your time, and do it and get money. Because they see a decent in Quintia 9-to-5, you know, Quintia. Illegal, not Quintia.
Quintia, have you found something that is worth your time?
Yes, like I found something. Aside my 9-to-5.
Into what case you are so?
So my Instagram, my baby, I can 9-to-5.
Oh, okay. It was a side gig.
Yeah, more side gig, because I don't know the best survival, because Accra 9-to-5 is for rent and it's for some miscellaneous. But if you want to survive, sir, getting out of the bus, and I'll pay, okay, we'll be so, and it's not 9-to-5 job.
If you're no better 9-to-5, then you have to find, and then we all have to be entrepreneurs.
Yes, we have to, because it's not working.
I'm drinking every night. At least 3 glasses of wine or.
What is a kidney area?
Boss, fuck the kidney area. We all came to die. In the end, we all die.
So you want to.
Enkraba boy, I'm born sober.
Sir.
Live by that mantra. Enkraba. That's the only way you can survive in this Accra. Yeah, I'm born Enkraba.
If you want men, I want them. Red or white?
Ebia menumo.
Sir.
10%, 20%, then I do hard liquor too.
Into who do vin? Just like that, I want them.
Maybe I'm a woman.
You say you do hard liquor.
Anything. Brandy, whiskey.
Who in your headaches? As a 30 plus year old.
What is a headache?
Sir.
In Karaboy, I'm only sober. And there's always 5 p.m. somewhere.
Okay.
And you can wake up at 8 a.m. and you know that it is even 6 p.m. in Australia.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Nah. Boss, is there opening time for your
boom
stomach?
Boom, Juma.
Boss, send me working from home.
Hey. Nyame ni we yo 30 sunkwa.
Nyame.
Mm.
De pia na obo mpae.
Mpae na so obo because they were kra kon dia wan so ya. Ube u. Yeah.
So omo ni mpae bon so e.
That's a shock kaka.
Asha wo.
Yeah.
Ina wo awuka se ya bon pae wona wo sa ka se ya bo asha.
No, what must not for me.
I will advise others. No.
Yeah. O share na wo body na wo face no betimi na. Shega mami bi hawa.
I just find ways to live within my means. And interestingly, I have a family, I have a wife and a kid.
Hey, what will bar worry? Yeah. Would you loan out your wedding?
No.
Why would you seek her?
Yeah, I be a seeker. I mean, we managed and combined.
Oh, okay. So. And now, so the challenge is making enough money for the child.
Yeah, but we are managing. Yeah. I mean, it's not easy, but by the grace of God, we find ways to manage.
So I want you to give me like an example of some of the managing. Like, for example, oh, maybe I used to buy Pampers. Now I buy a low brand so that I can save money. Like, what are some of the examples?
Oh, we are actually not compromising on anything. Even the Pampers, we realize the ones we were eating at first, the quality was not up there. We had to look for a more quality one, which obviously was more expensive.
Oh, okay.
So our costs are actually rather increasing. We sent our kid to school. The school fees is quite high, but looking at the standard they are giving our kid,
So how are you being able to maintain the quality?
Plan ahead.
Ah, you plan ahead?
We plan ahead. We know in September we are going to pay fees. We are going to pay rent. So we have already planned for that. We save towards that.
So proper planning saves time.
Yeah, proper planning really does. And if you have the right partner who is like very understanding, I think it really helps.
Okay, so in summary, plan and make sure you marry the right person so they can support you.
Yes, a supportive partner is really important in this current economy.
Hey, how long have you been married for?
Almost two.
Two? Oh, you're still in the honeymoon phase.
My salary is enough to make me survive.
Hey, where are you going?
I can't disclose.
Okay, you can't disclose. Well, okay, how much do you make? How is your salary enough?
Enough. It's more than the average.
You earn in dollars?
No, I earn in Ghana cities, but it's enough.
It's enough. Okay, what's your profession?
A banker.
We are a banker. Hey. I don't hear you more Bank of Ghana.
Below Bank of Ghana.
Sir.
Yeah, but it's enough. I survive.
So you're not in any, like, you're okay?
No pressure. I don't have any family to look after, so I'm okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to cover almost 1,000 cities. Yeah.
And now with the 1,000 cities? Please, how old are you?
I'm very young.
Are you over 30? No, you don't.
Just 24.
Oh my God. You are not even responsible for surviving Accra. Somebody is surviving for you.
24.
Somebody is surviving for you. Bye-bye. All right. So those are the responses. Before we get into your personal experiences, I want to hear, what are your thoughts on what you've heard so far? Which one stood out to you?
Me personally, I feel like the guy that said his 9 to 5
is a side hustle.
It's true.
Hey.
Because if you are doing a side gig and the side gig is rather making you more money than your 9 to 5, mm-hmm. technically, which one is the side gig?
Well, I feel like the thing that you have to show up to more like Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, and then it may know.
But if you had to let one go, the 9 to 5 will go, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's the money.
Mm.
Yeah, so I feel like that's that one stood out for me.
So how many side hustles do you have?
Me, I'm a side hustle. I don't have any main hustle. Like, everything is a side gig.
Sir.
Yeah, so you can start and quit. Like, no commitment.
Every new commitment year is a new gig.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
The commitment is to the money.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand. Yeah.
Jude,
I think he has a point. Because right now, most of the people who do the 9 to 5, settings, they do it so that it will look good on paper, so that they feel like they have a purpose. Where are you going? Oh, me kwejuma. Ukwejuma kweden. When they go and sit down for 9 to 5 and they don't do anything. Probably sign a few stuff and then they pay them at the end of them and they give them like what, 1K and then they go back to their house. Bro, what will 1K do for you? 1K no do you anything. 1K. Ah, my guy. See, do you know how much you both blow on 1K?
No, but how do you know they're not doing anything when they go to work?
Because I know, like, a lot of these jobs, they don't do anything.
Hey.
Oh, people who work in those official places.
Official places.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Is that obvious? Yeah. I am over signing papers. Now I hear deliveries, dispatch. Now Rihanna, then go back to the office.
So then if you're not doing anything, then the 1K is merited.
Oh, regardless. But then I mean, you could be any more if you were doing something else and you weren't like restricting yourself to the office space, right? Mm. But I mean, my parents won't want to understand. We are them here, trapper. My parents will not understand.
What is trapper?
What is a trapper?
What is a trapper in Accra? Like, me a hustler. Like, me ninaum. Enna.
Are you sure that's what trapper means?
But, no. They ask you, where they, degree, who they had then, and then, you can't, but then if I tell them, oh, ma, me koi dreamer, wife for ministries, okay.
But then, I mean, true that.
Just so that they'll keep quiet and they won't stress me out. It's,
yeah.
The 9 to 5 is strictly for settings. It doesn't put anything in my pocket. Because after all, even if I do that 9 to 5, I'm still going to come to you for money. Oh, that may pay way. And you can't bounce me because you know the state of the economy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so your parents still give you handouts?
Are you a trapper or not?
It's just that. But yeah, and I also really resonated with the person who said that my cheese is terrible. I'll see in Crabonway.
Yeah,
oh my god. But and it's easy. Everything is expensive.
salad,
wink. Everything. Yes.
salad, wink.
And spices. Yeah. Oh.
Herbs and spices.
Wink.
Okay.
But yeah. So you everything that you use as you want to use as
your coping mechanisms.
But Red Room Crier,
yeah, don't
Red 300 cities I saw. Yeah, bro, I would destroy it in my house before.
Can you imagine? Like that's even part of the rage. You don't have the money. Kobe, what about you? What was?
Me, oh, yeah, so bad then, but. The whole thing was interesting to listen to until like Aquana Wawarino, the married.
He made it too serious.
It killed my spirits because I realized that this is hard. I remember that I'm not started the other stage of the high level.
No, but you know the thing, he's not struggling.
You can't
he looks like he's not.
No, yeah. What could kink you for the needy? Watch a 2-piece. What's your fear? We need our corona, no what to be or the coffee. In truth, Musa said, "Oh, you're cool." And his friend kept telling me that, "Oh, this guy, he's not hustling."
Wait, are you talking about the 24-year-old or the married?
No, the married person that said, "Oh, they took that." Did you hear? He said they took their child to a school. It's expensive, but because of the standard, they are maintaining it.
Yeah.
I want to add something. Also, the people who are having it easy have started acting like they are suffering, so that the people around them do not feel bad.
Yeah, they don't want to feel guilty.
Or they've heard about Eat the Rich.
They don't want people to
come. They need to camouflage. So every now and then, when people are talking about it, they'll come and say,
it's also possible that he's just content.
Yeah, true.
He's just like, he's not ambitious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not ambitious.
Oh, yeah. It's two things. It's either you are content or you're ambitious. And if you're ambitious, then there's a lot of things that you need to do.
Yeah, he said he has an understanding wife too.
Yeah.
So,
that's crazy. But yeah,
they probably go half on the on stuff.
Yeah, think about
it. Like his wife is Ghanaian.
How can I tell that from looking at him? I can't.
His wife wasn't there.
No. He was there alone, but he's bald. So.
But wait, what is that?
Okay, all right. So let's talk about you guys. All right. So, what is your current living condition? Do you guys live alone or do you still stay at home? And what has contributed to your current living condition?
Well, to begin with, I am a national service personnel.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's not good to you.
No, but like, there are national service people who live on their own.
Hey,
yeah, those that travel. It. If I'm in Accra, I have to travel
to another, they live on their own.
Good for them. Oh, so I don't know how I'd have survived.
So you're still at home because you are a national service personnel in Accra?
Very, very much so. I should say that because it's, how will you?
Do you have aspirations to move out?
I've dead them.
What do you mean I've dead them?
Oh, it's not something that I can even. It's not even in the foreseeable future for me right now.
Like right next now, 2 years, 3 years, it's not possible.
Unless I'm in a country. But if I'm here, I'll probably still live with my parents because it is better.
What's the current national service income?
715.
Oh, wow.
It's good.
No, I mean... 715. I think our time was like 300 cedis.
Our time was like 600 because that's recently. But your time was
300. I was so confused.
Oh yeah, 300. Even salaries were 300 at the time.
Wow,
at
some point salaries.
Time. Yeah. When we did national service, where we were, apart from national service paying, the lady was giving us like, so we're getting double. And national service was 300. We're making 300. So that was 600. And that was a lot.
It was a lot.
You could
and
ball.
That, ladies and gentlemen, tells you the generation he's from. Because there was no, there was no stage in my life where 300 Ghana cedis was a lot of money, please. Anyway.
I was supposed to do national service. I didn't do it. But that was when $1 was 2 cedis.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
people
grow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. No, no, but you remember when it was one-to-one?
One-to-one.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, yeah, what about you guys? What's your current living conditions?
I have a question. Yeah. What is one-to-one?
Oh, there was $1. Time when one-to-one was $1.
Wow. That was like, what, 30 years ago?
Even at some point, I think when we were in high school, late high school, it was $1 to like 90p.
Wow.
That was when they introduced the currency fresh.
The redenomination.
Yes, that was 2008.
It was 90p.
Yeah, 90p.
I think it came from 90p before it went to one-to-one.
Yeah. Do you know how that was?
That was crazy times.
I think we should like start with our ages again.
It's not necessary. It's not necessary.
I'm still 23 for life.
No, okay, so like, are y'all living? Are you at home? Have you moved out?
I live in a property that I don't have to pay rent.
Okay.
So like, I live in
like a family,
property.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't pay rent,
and I don't see myself like. I mean, I feel like I'm at that stage now where I can move. But then if I wasn't at that stage, I would never move. I'd probably marry and bring it home.
Into the family property.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so you see, you're at that stage where you can move. That means that you're making enough money now.
No, I feel like I'm at that stage where, like, it's a must due to, like, certain family, like, you know,
dynamic,
stuff. Yeah, dynamics. So I have to go.
People are your business.
More than that. Like, you know, sometimes you have to. It's like, okay, people look up to you, so probably you are helping someone out. And you know how the Ghanaian system is.
Uh-huh.
If you are making small, you have to help other people who are making less than you. Mm-hmm. Black tax. That's what people like to call it. But it's not. I feel like black tax is more serious because it's like entitlement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then again, it's a...
But how is that affecting your decision to move out? Like, I'm just trying to understand. Because you said that there are certain family things that's like you, is making you want to like move out.
Yeah.
But... Black tax wouldn't want to make you stay at home so that you can have more money to give.
If I'm supposed to move out, let me say example, like you are paying someone else's school fees.
Okay.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
The rent is cheaper.
Understand? Because you are living in a family situation, you are closer to the family that is collecting the money.
You understand? Exactly.
I was on my friend.
Yeah, I mean, fuck us.
Anyway, that is true. That is true. Come
here. I have a Pete Davidson type of situation.
What's a Pete Davidson?
Your mom lives with me.
Okay. Your mother lives with you. You are not living with your mother. So, okay. All right.
Yeah, but she's supposed to go and join her husband soon. So,
your mother lives with you. That means you pay majority of the bills.
All the bills.
All of it.
Yeah.
She doesn't pay anything at all.
No.
How's that been like?
It's been okay. She took care of me for a while. And also, it started in the pandemic, where her business sort of fell apart because of the pandemic. So I just started paying for everything. And then that's been it. Because I was around before the pandemic, I was supposed to go live by myself. But
he's a responsible son.
And so I had to stay home and take care of.
Let's talk about that. What does that mean?
What?
To be a responsible son, what does that mean?
It means that you do what the adults in your family expect of you. Even though it goes against your will, not in his situation.
Oh, okay.
But in my situation, like if someone should ask me, like, no.
Ask you for, like to come in.
If it's something I feel like is going to affect me, it's no.
It's no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to do that, but I feel like I'm not going forward. So at some point in time, you need to like cut. And it's not immediate family. A lot of the time it's like extended family. Yeah.
Uncle of an auntie of
exactly. You know,
all right.
Somebody has swallowed a spoon, you know. So you have to pay for surgery, you know, things like
that. Is that a real story?
Oh, nah.
Okay. Swallow a spoon. So Kwame put on here, he said, do you feel cheated out of a better manhood? And I know what he means, but it just reminded me of the time when they were stealing penises. So I was like, you feel cheated out of a better manhood? Look into the sack and take everyone. Yeah, no, but I mean, given the way things have gone so far, you know, I feel like
back then, like when we were growing up, you could do so much with so little money, you know, and there's so many expectations of you as a man. When you get to a certain age, people start asking you, do you have land? Have you bought a car? Are you building? Are you married? When are you marrying? ASL, but you know, it's like, there's so many expectations that people have of you, but they don't really like factor the economy when they're asking you those questions.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm just wondering, like, how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like you are being cheated of a better, you know, socioeconomic situation as men in Ghana?
Okay. So I feel like there's a lot of pressure on us as men right now in this current economic situation.
Right.
Because everybody is trying to like help their brother out. And by brother, I don't mean necessarily mean friends. I mean family, like, you know, your parents. And, and it's not even easy. So I feel pressured to like find something to put money in my pocket, and money that won't just be for me, but money that I can use to like better the lives of my parents, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, the immediate family around me. And it's not even easy doing that. And how exactly am I even going to get that money right now?
You're feeling that pressure right now as a national service person?
Yes, I do. I feel like, oh, my parents are struggling, bro. I'm what, 24, 23? Or 22.
And what the hell was that?
Hey.
Master pick
one. None of them is any better. It's like keep going lower.
No, like, I'm just feeling like that. And, you know, I see people my age or younger than me doing way better for themselves and their families.
In
and I'm
what
like,
ways?
Oh.
Younger than you doing way better. What does that mean?
Are you sure it's not settings?
Oh, no. I mean, some people, they feel like, oh, mommy, how are you? Oh, you've not eaten today. Okay, I'll buy you a whole... Like, I don't know. You know, there are things that I would like to do for my family that I'm not able to do right now. Mm. And I see people my age...
Doing it.
Not even necessarily in my country. Probably maybe abroad.
Oh, and is that what you are comparing yourself to?
I'm coming. I shouldn't even be doing that.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, to me, it is like an expectation that I am...
You are putting the standard for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I feel like I have that pressure is on my neck, but there's nothing I can do about it. So I just have to like relax and, you know,
just relax.
Allow the country to take me where it wants.
Me personally, I've never really felt that pressure before.
Really?
So I don't think I have. I just think that the system we have right now is rigged.
It's rigged.
Like there was one guy on the thing said that the Accra is not for us.
It's for,
he leaves it for the people. Like, the things he's saying, at 24 or whatever, your thoughts should not be taking care of your parents.
Yeah, I didn't think that when I was thinking.
Yes, it's because the system has become so difficult. So now, your parents are not doing well. So your older siblings are not doing well. You're also not doing well. You understand? And then now you have to compete with fraud boys and children of national cake bakers. People who are proximity to the national cake. So, like, I think about it all the time and I'm like, wait, like, the people I am seeing, I'm like, hey, this life would be nice. It's not a natural life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that you are a government, you are the child of a government employee, but you fly to a friend is saying Zanzibar and then you go to Paris and
they are working hard, they are hustling.
In which government organization?
But he said that they are trappers. So he's working hard.
And these people believe that they are part of the service corps. You understand? Like children of politicians are those I'm talking about.
So basically,
those are the ones that have robbed us of the feeling.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like it's children of corrupt politicians.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
Corrupt. And then fraud boys.
Is that what you were going to say?
Because they put it's like 2010 thereabouts. The fraud wasn't so thick. So I'm serious.
Before, all the fraud boys you knew were driving Corolla S.
And that was
I remember
huge.
It was a time where like if you drive Corolla, that's it. But right now
the Benz is there.
Range Rover. After the pandemic.
You understand? So it's like and the funny thing is that back then fraud boys used to be the guys that don't speak. Look, we know fraud boys that are like, well,
no, I want you to finish what you were saying because I feel like now so you're trying to say they were not well educated. They're
back then fraud boys were educated. Yes,
but
in English they couldn't like three sentences.
So you're saying now educated people are also
Fraud boys are like photographing back then photos.
See, I invested in
it. Yeah, that's right. So it's like, okay, back then, if the fraud boy couldn't string one sentence, you know that, oh, this guy is fraud. But right now, the person is just like me doing the fraud.
Can have intellectual conversations.
He's denying it from Kingpin to Kankai. And they're dressing well and everything. So it's like you are.
And then you see that guy, he's wearing kaftan, he has a real estate company. You understand?
You understand? So those are the people.
You think that, oh, why is this guy? Oh, this guy was my junior in Legon. Why is he?
Okay, so you're saying that because of the prominence of some of these people, you pressure doesn't bother you.
No,
because you're realizing that it's not natural.
No, that's
before pressure was like right now. I think even the levels to which we live, a lot of us shouldn't feel pressure. We only feel it because of these people who are our ages and are living lives that we are like, why am I not living that life? Right? Because based on everything we are seeing, like somebody will start and decide that, oh yeah, like, you know, my business is from this kaftan I've been sewing. Okay, I said every day kaftan 700 CDs, but yeah, every day private jet. Then I'm now, me too, I've started kaftan business.
But it's not going well.
Maybe you don't have the clientele. That's it. You're just you're sewing for people who do. I'll give you half, and I'll give you half later.
Do you know how much this thing private jet is? Do you know how many kaftans you have to sew
in a year in a private jet?
No. Oh my goodness.
You understand?
No, but you know what? Okay. So you are speaking about this, right? And it's true. To an extent, there are some people that those things bother them. But I feel like there are some people that also, they are getting pressure because of, what's the word? Safety nets. Like, if something, unforeseen circumstances, you can be there right now. You know that if some shit get pie right now, you don't have 100,000 Ghana cedis to even like save anything. And that can be the pressure for you. Not necessarily, oh, I'm not blowing bottles and jumping on private jets. That's some people's pressure.
Yeah.
True.
Because unforeseen, look, your car can just break down one fine Monday morning. You go and ask, they said something at sports is 4K. People don't have that. So when that happens to you 2-3 times, now after now we should show. Yeah. Because it's like, Charlie, the next car breakdown or the next hospital bill.
I think that's the thing I'm saying. It's the system, because you can't live in a country where the average like person who's done graduate is taking like at most 2,000 cedis. The average is taking at most 2,000 cedis. And then if that person is supposed to leave the house and go and rent an apartment, they have to look for
1 year.
One year credit, that's what I had. Yeah. Mostly 2 years. Because I think right now it's like the 1 year is usually the privilege.
Yeah.
1 year is the very expensive apartment.
The very expensive ones that they take 6 months, 1 year. But
and the ones
like
that take like 300 CDs a month, they will take 2 years. How much is that? That is like, say, 7,000. Where is that person going to get that money from? Mm. Right? And so that's why that person can't save. So in 2 or 3 years, if maybe they inherit their father's old car and it breaks down, they can't fix it because of the system we have.
So you're fighting against the government, you're fighting against, like, you know, and that's the funny thing, people who are even doing like legit businesses, that's like probably contracts and stuff like that, I feel like they are still like, you know, there's still some back end to it. Might not be like the typical fraud that we know, but it's like, okay, it's for 250,000. He has maybe done an agreement with an accountant and they are doing it for 350. They are splitting the 100. It's fraud.
Okay, but can I ask you a question? Is it hard for you to see people who are doing well, okay, and not assume that there's some level of illegality in their source of income?
No.
Oh, for me, if it's a stranger, I never think of where they could have gotten their money. But usually it's the people we know that we've known for a while.
That you know in what sense? As like in what down for other people that you see
like
online.
People you were in school with, or like people you see around.
And so they cannot legitimately make
and
it.
And then in 2 weeks, they've gone from not
nobody knowing
what they have to driving a Mercedes Benz.
Well, is it one contract can change your life?
Okay. And when is it? Okay.
That brings us to the contract.
You understand?
Oh my God.
That brings us to like the contract.
Wow. So legit. When you guys see like people are doing well, it's just that.
I actually don't think the Ghanaian economy runs on legit business.
Hey, real.
I don't think the Ghana economy, if everybody is going legit, the Ghana, it will collapse. All the $2,000 apartments will come to $700. Because the money has to be in the system. It has to keep going around.
So I want to ask a question. Are you saying that because of the way the system is, a lot of people inflate prices of things to wash money
Yes. You inflate prices to wash money. Even let's take the Saturday events, weddings and stuff.
Right.
Why do they inflate the prices? Because they know that these people are getting married. They can pay. Mm. If you think about it in a way, it is fraud. Because if I should call, no, listen, we've had situations where someone calls you in, like, come and do my makeup for me.
Yeah.
Get there and you realize that it's wedding makeup
they're
and
going then to change the price.
Why
skyrocketing
the price?
Wow. Hmm. Okay.
You understand?
Since you're talking about weddings, let's go social issues right now. What is something that you guys can no longer afford to do due to the economic situation?
A lot of things. Where do I start?
Yeah, where do you guys
be? Bro, you let me start. Let's just see. When I wake up, and maybe I take my toothbrush and I'm like, oh, I've used this for 3 months and it's looking somewhere, and then I'm saying, oh, I'm going to buy a new toothbrush. 10 CDs gone. Toothbrush.
Dude, you're telling me you can't change your toothbrush as a regular
Jude is using Colgate, now he's using Pepsodent. You know, it's like, he has to really use needles.
Next month, you use Super
Cow.
It's like,
the substitutes are not working.
I don't have a car, so I can't even complain about a for a. Car.
Toothbrush. It's one of those things.
You can no longer afford to have a car.
Yeah, so my car broke down. I was like, this car, I'm tired. Let me try and get a new car. I saw Vitz. Vitz, I'll park it over there. Somebody will come and open it.
Uber.
I'm like, see, I don't have a choice. Let me. Right now, Vitz, somebody's selling for 80,000.
Before the pandemic, you could get a Corolla for 60K.
2 years ago, I called somebody's Yaris, Toyota Yaris. I said 130,000. Joseph, Toyota Yaris is 130,000.
You have forgotten to add, it was used by a woman.
Yes, what does that mean?
No scratches.
Gentle driving.
Okay.
Used by a woman.
Oh, so that they do that in like,
yes.
Meanwhile, the worst drivers are women. Climbing cabs. Like, you know.
Sincerely, a crowd would like to disassociate us.
I've been like, the most times I have been scared in cars is women driving. And that's
I can't believe you're saying this, when church or drivers actually pose higher risk than anybody else.
I mean, I
know
it's in church, I wouldn't know.
Hey, church is my go to. See, bro, even if I have to go somewhere.
The day I stopped using church was when I was in the white long sleeves and the mechanic sat next to me.
Oh.
And then I was daddy, I was like, yeah, it's done.
It's done.
That's no last. Yeah, that's yes, no yes, matter yes. how hard it is.
Okay. So you can't change your toothbrush regularly. You can't even attempt to try and get a car.
Even if I have to go somewhere, I have to take church row for like more than half of the distance. Then you get down somewhere and take an Uber because, oh, maybe the church row doesn't go there and I wouldn't want to sweat.
You are scared of your steez.
Yes, what it is. Because when we were younger, that's what we all used to do. Yeah. And one thing about the economy was not me and Isika.
Our normal way of moving, but Ube drew fanfare and always see no one.
Right now, it's a way of life. If I don't do that, it doesn't.
Charlie, okay. So are you guys now finishing the things that you can no longer afford to do?
I can't afford needle.
Why?
Cowbell. What?
No, 90 CDs.
I also like have something I cannot afford.
What?
Junk food.
That's good for your health. So, I mean, it's like you are killing two birds.
And what's the way?
The guy said, Obi, I'm a war. What do you bet?
So, now what do you eat if you're not eating junk food?
There's rice at home. There's always rice at home.
Now you actually even understand what your mother has always been saying.
The most junk I'll do is maybe chibom 3. Then, stay by plan.
Into more in your loaded fries.
So you know something, I don't know, people who like know me on Twitter know that my go-to is Beggar Boys loaded fries.
How much is loaded fries?
It used to be 60 CDs, 70. It used to be 60. And then it came to 70. And then last 2 weeks I went there and it was, I think, 95 or 90 CDs to. Bro, why?
What's the portion size? Is it like your phone?
It's really, it has content.
If you want to count the fries, how many do you think is in it?
Bella Boys, they try. It has content. It's really good. I'm not even lying. So that's their last.
Right now, it's almost 100 CDs.
They will not hear from me again. I'm sorry. I'm done with them. I love them so much, but man.
Okay, guys, when was the last time you bought something nice for yourself?
Like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it was?
Perfume.
How much was the perfume?
Nah, if you usually, like, you know, you use a everyday ones, but then you buy something like, cause it was, I feel like it was a gift to myself that I was supposed to buy in May that I didn't buy. And now I had saved enough to get it for myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like one particular perfume I was looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so then, like, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Come, you are really thinking. I was really trying.
I don't remember.
You don't?
I remember because, I mean, I was thinking back. I was really, really thinking.
But it's recent.
Well, it's okay. So a few weeks ago, I went to Winneba. And I had this. Also, life in Winneba is really, really beautiful. I mean, I didn't like their food because I'm a grand boy, so I like spices, right? But they don't really spice their things.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to Winneba and then I saw jerseys, NFL jerseys. Uh-huh. And I mean, I wanted to gatekeep, but I got one for 80 CDs. I mean, Accra, do you know how much they can take you
for the jersey?
Oh my God. They'll break your neck and break your father's neck.
Wait. Where are you buying it from? Like Kant, or you're buying from Instagram shops?
Bro, Kanta. You don't even talk to you about Kanta right
so
now.
So they don't sell 80 Ghana City jersey at Kant?
NFL.
How much do you sell it for?
Oh, you get it for like 150. Somebody will even tell you 180. If they want to kill
Esha
you.
I just feel like the Cannes guys have come to realize that they can start Instagram profiles.
Yeah, because you guys
like making more money.
And you know what it is? So. People started taking cameras to Cantabanto and doing documentaries and then rip shopping.
So I just feel like,
we're cheap. We're all turn 100. And I will turn 50. Oh, we're good. Then when you go, it rewires his mind and he says,
you people are giving them the game plan.
And then, when I was growing up, my mother said that when you go to Kanta, don't speak English with them.
Even how you dress.
Oh my God.
Even how you dress.
Just like you don't have a house. Like when you go there,
but these days when you do that, it doesn't work with one.
Bro, they will speak English with you. And then when you reply in English, that's it. Like that's your aim.
You've sealed your fate. Kobe, when was the last time you bought something nice for yourself?
I don't remember. Maybe if I remember, I'll send you a video to put at the back of this episode.
Okay, then they say you're bad, sir. At least you who are. But okay, now, how are you guys navigating the social requirements of having friends? And it will be birthday. And it will be worry. It will be our back. My child is one. Come to the party. You know, how are you guys navigating that right now? Because me, I'll tell you something. Honestly, if I haven't spoken to you in a long time, I will see the requests and I'll say, oh, wow. But you'll see me.
I feel like a lot of the time is you keep the circle tight and then leave acquaintances as acquaintances. Mm.
Okay.
And that's it. Yeah. Or you can fight with your friends when they give birth. That's shit to them. You understand? Then you just pick a wrong like fight. But I feel like apart from two or three people, it's but then I feel like that's it.
Because
that's
how people are gatekeeping their pregnancy. You know everybody wants to pop out with a baby. They don't want to show
that's
you.
Fine. Yeah. You can pop out with your baby, but I also decide whether I'll pop out with my money or not.
That's the thing. Like keep it tight. The fewer people who first of all expect it from you.
And
the fewer people you even have to give. Also the people who expect it from you, not everybody. Like half of them.
And those that even expect it from you, if it doesn't come on time, they would understand. Because they know your situation type.
My hack is that I always, when we meet as friends, I will talk about my money problems.
So everyone knows.
Because I've realized that a lot of people make a lot of assumptions about your life.
Exactly.
You know, me for instance, I always make sure that I have food in my house. I've been cooking a lot since I moved out. So I always have food in my house. So if you come to my house, I have food in my house. Who did you say me sick and say anima? But who did you not make a choice? Say, let's go. Anyway,
Banchi, we would
have been the last for the week. So I tell my money problem. So that like, you also, cause you can't come to me in 2024 and say that it's your birthday. Okoye dinner or Tang Palace. Obianfra 300 CD December. Girl, stay in the house. That era is gone. You know that era of by force you have to go
and I never understood that thing. I've always understood like if we the friends decide that for
we are
birthday,
doing it for the person.
All my friend to come and tell me that, oh my birthday, I'm doing it at Country Club. All of you come and
I feel like it's
themselves.
Okay, no, I don't want to say that. So I was about to say, but it will sound because I feel like it's you hardly find that in male friendship circles.
Okay.
So I don't experience where actually, a man is telling me that it's my birthday. Hey, let's go. Actually, everybody's supposed
to.
Yes. But then I didn't call you and tell you that everybody is contributing this amount of money to come and pay for me. No.
Mm. So understand. All the stories I've heard actually are from women.
So, bro, you are sexy.
You said it and I realized that, I feel like I've had so many, like I've experienced it so many times. But it's just the women in my life.
You understand? So I feel like, I'm not going to, because it's not, I don't experience it a lot. So that's not mine.
Female friendships are expensive.
I feel like they're really expensive.
But when your male friends are marrying and they call you to do best man and groomsman and all those kind of things.
Because when I wear that kaftan, I can wear it like 10 times.
It's true. It's
for the woman, how many times can you wear that
dress?
That dress that you are fully it's specific to the wedding.
Yeah.
Kwame's this thing, I've worn it like 4 times already. So like 3 other weddings. I'm telling you. And it's so nice. You understand? So if I have to pay this amount of money for it, it's okay. Because I know I wear it multiple times. Even the groom himself can wear his stuff again. How much more me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so keep the circle tighter now. Okay, yeah. All right. Can fight with your friends. Yeah,
also, people are not even friends like that. Like the truth is, I see that. Like, people are not friends like that.
We didn't know that. Most people, I see you for town way, but
most people have like 10 friends at most.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is like, oh, okay, today I want to go to Alibaba. I call it Alibaba. I'm a friend. I want to go here. Oh, trivia night. This is the guy I go to trivia night with. And then when you are talking about their friends, you're like, oh, you let one of your friends find out, say, oh, the girl is moving to, knows you. Catch your girl. Oh, me and Joseph, we are not friends like that.
And another thing, this thing you played, somebody mentioned about the fact that like people are always like dependent on other people when they go out.
Yeah.
So I feel like sometimes if you do, it's not always that you have to contribute in terms of money. You can
be the one driving people.
You can service. You understand? Like that's what you're saying. Like, oh, we go. Okay, you know what? Okay, the car will be your own, but me, I go drive them. That's your contribution factor.
Yeah.
You understand?
So that the other people can drink.
And
exactly. Okay.
And even on that day, like on other days as well. Maybe your party, like, what do you call it? Somebody needs help doing something on their car. You can take the car and then help them do it. Because you know that Friday night, it be the pit.
That's the bomb by
exactly. It's just that boys have this ego where they feel like, oh, me too. We all be bosses, but you know they poo.
Yeah, all right. I want to move the conversation along. Dude, I know you didn't speak, but I want to talk about billing. Billing as per romantic love interests and things like that. How are you guys navigating it now?
I don't have anybody.
I feel like if you have decided to be with someone, then you should be billed. I mean, because it's part, but I feel like it should be both ways.
In what sense? Like the girl should also pay for stuff for you.
Yes.
Do you bill your girl?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Not billing in that sense, but she helps me.
No, but like, is she helping you? Because when you are talking, you intentionally like complain about 1-2 things and then she'll be like, she'll pick up the bill. Or you'll be like, babe, yo, this month I can't buy a bundle. If I come back, I can't FaceTime you. So
no, I need this to do this. I will give it back. Okay, now I'll give it back to you maybe 3 months.
But is that real billing?
It's real billing because the 3 months will never be up. The 3 months is for life.
Oh my God!
They watch your last.
You understand? But it's not a big deal because if it's one way, that's when the resentment. And me, I know myself. If someone is billing for, like always, I will resent you at the point. I will hate you. I might not say it, but it will build. And one day I'll just be like, you know, fuck it.
You cut the person.
Yes.
Simple.
I will do it for a long period, probably 6 months, 9 months. I feel like the longest, like 9 to 1 year. And then I'll just be done.
1 year of Billy.
Bro. You understand? So, I guess you like it.
I feel like it comes down to me. The person that is billing me, are they the kind of person, like you say, like if I need something, will the person show up for me? You understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's, I think the ones that personally, me, I believe strongly in go find the people who like you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Some men want to pay for their women and then their women will shut up. Some women want men to pay for them and then they won't say anything. I always feel like, I think I like a woman now probably want to pull her weight or whatever. But sometimes you get to a point where you're like, you want to make the person you're with happy. So if they want something, you do it for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'll feel that way if I also know that yeah, you have that mindset. Like, there are girls who have the mindset that they are never supposed to pay for anything ever. Like, their men are not supposed to spend their monies.
Real.
Under any circumstance. I mean, that one is crazy for me.
So, that one, you dip.
Oh, yeah. That one, I'll find out, like, I won't ask you directly, but in conversations, you start to find out how people think about these things and like, oh, what was it?
But how do you handle like when you are built and then like you don't have?
Well, I don't think I have ever put myself in a situation where.
But wait, how is this so hard? Because I don't. It's how not a problem. Build
and
I
don't. No, because you know some guys don't want to come across that way. They want to be providers for their girl all the time, and so they will even borrow.
Yeah, so,
bro, that's tight.
The moment you build me, it's two things. It's either I'm doing something wrong and or I'm doing something right. So it means that I have probably given you a very wrong impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of what and
no, that's the, wait, the how would amount.
How would she build me and I don't have the like
in no scenario? No like bro, like a proper HD frontal lace front.
I need like 5K.
Like 8K. I'm in my house and then she texts me that
yeah,
she
left wants 8K and you don't have that.
Yeah.
And this is your person.
Maybe the guys are good, they thought I was poor. Nobody has ever.
is it like, are you talking or is it like a relationship? Because if you are talking, like, I don't want ferry idea.
Oh, no.
It happens. Very happens.
No, but it happens.
In talking stages,
okay,
it
happens. Then
that's what I even used to grade you.
I mean, tell me pick your
phone. She once said, I mean, in Amazon cuts or something, make it clear. I don't know.
At the talking stage. But you see, I feel like when you build something at the beginning, that's how it's going to be throughout.
Okay.
So she's showing you her real self. So,
exactly. Billy, if this was coming from someone you were in a relationship with and you didn't have the money.
8K. I have 3K. Bring the 5.
Also the frequency.
Oh, then again, she could tell me that and it's 8K. My actual tag is 4.
What are you billing me for?
Well,
see, I think all of these things matter. Like
when we go out, you don't want me to look good. I need his frontal.
You see, that's one time my top frontal. Then the next going out. Oh, I need another one. Oh, sister, I'm there.
Do it yourself. Your front half is your responsibility.
I think I've really come off as poor because I've not had these billing issues.
And I you're talking about like, also, I just feel like it's the type of, honestly, I just feel like it's the type of
how sexist
again.
Also, I think
I feel like it's the type of women probably you deal with.
I think guys are not dating their class.
Yeah.
You understand?
It's your target market.
You think, because people who have will not complain.
You see, certain girls on Instagram and I'm like,
no. People have the money to
see. Women always say this thing. Women always say this thing where, I don't care about your money. Oh, your money. I don't. But see,
yes.
Money is necessary.
I was about to say, there are some people, like you were saying something, and I was, there are some people that see things in rhetoric. But then their behavior is different.
Yeah.
You understand?
It sounds nice to
it
them.
Sounds true. Like, it sounds like, okay, they are good with, in a relationship. Why should I expect true. My boyfriend to provide for everything?
True.
But in physicality,
that is what
that
they
is
mean.
What is like, happening.
Yeah.
You understand?
Those things like, let's go and watch a movie and bro, it's not like it's expensive, but you know, money, I would want to go out with you and let you take a trotro.
Right.
Fact.
So then, automatically, there are just certain things that you do that will just...
And it's not like I'm coming off as stingy or no. I just want them to understand that money is necessary. Even for me.
You understand? It's just because he's a gentleman.
Yeah,
he doesn't want you to take trotro, so no. Come in the Uber.
Yeah.
But his being a gentleman makes you think right now that he's going to give you an Uber every single time.
Mm-mm.
You understand? It's your own... like, you're responsible for your own perception.
I really just think people should date
within their social class.
No, but it's not just social class.
To a girl, like,
it's not about the upbringing.
No. Everybody has different upbringing.
Exactly.
But there are girls that want you to pay for them every time.
As a requirement.
That is their dating style.
But there are guys
yeah.
who want to pay for their girls.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with style. Social class.
So they should find
I feel like that has nothing to do with upbringing.
Okay,
because someone would tell you that my father took care of me from point one mm-hmm. till I was 28.
Mm-hmm. I ain't your dad.
So that is so that is what I'm expecting. That is what I'm expecting.
Do you guys have a savings that can save you?
Like
I've saved myself.
Savings like what? Medical savings.
Like when they say savings, like do you have savings?
You class.
I have savings, but I feel like I have like I do insurance.
Okay, all
right. Like so if if hospital bills should come right now,
yeah.
Like I have a little insurance. Bit of cover. Yeah.
But like do you have a savings?
No. I have savings. I don't have savings that can save me yet.
Okay.
And the health thing, at least.
But what can you save you from?
Oh, like hunger this week.
Bro. Okay.
You understand? Yeah.
I'm even really shocked that he classified it medical saving.
Yeah, I don't have medical. Like people have, I know people that have medical savings. They have like
insurance.
But I can't do medical savings, so I will do it. The insurance is not even that expensive. It's like 200 and something a month.
A month,
and it covers certain
I have tried to save several times in my life, and there's always this hindrance, like something always happens
and then you just dip into it.
Yeah, but that's the reason for this.
Yeah,
no, like I want to
savings that never becomes opportunity.
I need savings that hey, we're planning a trip.
No,
bruh, honestly, I can't afford to do road trip. I know me quack was on every 2 weeks.
Remember in 2015-16, we used to travel.
We used to go, we went
every December, went to Kwewu, we went to Cape Coast. Wow. Every December.
You cannot do that anymore.
My friend group has planned out since last year, Jimmy. We are still planning.
And we shall continue to plan.
We are still planning.
My last question for you guys is, what is your current mental health? What's the state of your mental health in terms of like being a man living in Accra with all of the pressures that comes with being a man living in Accra and doing what men are supposed to do? I will give you an example. When I moved out last year, right, I realized that I began to have a lot of anxiety around spending because I realized I was now like in charge of so many things in my apartment. If something spoils, I have to go and fix it. There's then in my car too, every 2-3 months, something else. So now when I even get money, I don't even want to go and like buy that thing that I like to buy or go out or anything because I'm afraid that as soon as I spend the money, something will crop up. So I had a lot of anxiety around spending money. This year, I've gotten to a point where I'm like, you know what? If I don't spend the money, that unforeseen circumstance will spend it for me. So it's kind of bad of me. That's my mental right now. Yeah. But you know, at the back of it, there's a little bit of anxiety still, just financial anxiety, and because of the uncertainty of the economy. So I just want to know, like, what's your mental when you guys are alone? Like, what do you really ponder over?
So at the like beginning of the year, they had impeded us for like 4 or 5 months.
National service.
Yes, please. And you're
700 cities.
You know, it was like a lot of pressure for me. Like I said earlier, I had a lot of thoughts about, I want to do a lot for my parents. But you know, I got to a point in time, I just relaxed. You know, I'm really grateful for the kind of friends I have because they reminded me that, hey, it's all time. Take it easy. You know, look at that. Look at how the economy is. It's not just you. Everybody's
going through it.
So just take it easy. Take it one day at a time. And then I also realized that I had to start learning how to be in the moment and not always fixate.
Think about tomorrow.
So in the beginning of the year, I was in a very dark place, right? But, you know.
And that wasn't because of Dumso.
I don't even remember. I have totally suppressed that memory from I didn't really remember what happened. I just know that I was on autopilot. I wake up in the morning, go to work, come back.
Wait for your pay.
And I mean, eventually the money did come. They gave us like 2 months and then they started paying every month. But you know, I just realized that my mental was in the dumps at the beginning of the year. But right now, as I'm talking, I feel like I'm in a better place. I feel like all my friends will testify that I am in a better, maybe my parents will testify that I'm in a better place.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, in a better place. Yeah. What about you guys?
I mean, for me personally, I feel like this year has been good as compared to like previous years. But still, I feel like even with trying to make this year good, like, it's still frustrating. I feel like I easily scream at people right now. The headache is coming. Like, I know it's not 100%, but I still thank God for where it starts because at least there's money. There's a little bit of like, there's at least like, you know, but in terms of, I packed my car because it was giving me a lot of issues as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like that one is packed. And I feel like that's another thing. My mental health has been better since I packed it.
That's one. I did that in 2017. Yeah. I literally packed my car for 1 year. It was too much.
Honestly, it's been over like six, 7 months.
The thing
right
about
now.
Driving is not even necessarily your car. Sometimes the other road, people you share the road with. See, church road drivers, they hit a different nerve. And I don't even
And these are the ones that can't even afford to fix whatever they do to your car. Right. That's a problem.
And for me, like you were saying, like this year, I haven't gone out on a Friday night or a Saturday. I haven't, like, I'm serious. Yeah. And what's 8 months on, I haven't seen, has Ali Bar repainted? I don't know. I haven't seen this with front back. I haven't seen it like nowhere. So I feel like, and that's, I don't know whether, because when you do it like for 2 months, you realize that you have saved.
Yeah.
Like you can use like, you know, data. Like at first you used to buy data, 15 CDs daily, but I can buy 400. And then when is that like, but it's like, I still want to go out, but I know that if I go
it's
out,
not worth
that's
it.
Exactly,
it's
you know, not. So like, you know, small gatherings, if we can do it.
I want to add something that we can no longer afford, data.
Oh yes.
That's all.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I understand where you're coming from.
I think this has been a good year compared to other years for me, but that is like just a personal life thing. Like my mental health in general has been better this year because like things seem to be falling in place in my life. The only person I used to worry about was my mom. Now it's my mom and my girl, and like I don't have problems. Ooh. I don't have problems then. Nice. So I'm okay. But then, like, I think the only thing that... saying that to say that, like, the only thing that I think about is, like, the only other thing that could shake things up for me is if she got pregnant or we are supposed to have children. That's the only thing that fuck up my life, oh. Right now that I'm sitting here.
That's a wild thing to say because his girlfriend is in the studio.
Where is she? My girlfriend's not in the studio. My girlfriend is going to
see. That is why that pregnancy. They say we will see.
Oh, it's not 99%.
It's not just mumble.
It's 99.9%.
Bro, I just need to say sometimes too. Like God will take on the burden of the child.
It's true. That's I can't say that.
Not me though. But God will.
That's the only thing.
You understand?
Maybe that's why we are putting measures in place.
To make sure.
Things don't happen. But the not going out thing, I think those are things that have helped. Like, understanding that there are cries, like four.
Yeah.
There are like four different tiers. And the reason why a lot of people are not surviving in Accra is because you are living in a different area of Accra from the area that you are supposed to be living.
True.
What do you say? If you are supposed to be by, the other day somebody bought wache and meat and something like meat, wele, sausage, all came to like 25 cities. Right? If that's a part of Accra you're supposed to live, and then you've gone to live at Auntie Moni's side of... I don't think I'm living as in like the area you live in.
Maybe I will do work wrong.
I have cut back on certain things like, you know, beggar boys. So when like national service people start saying they eat beggar boys, it starts to, you know, shake him small.
Sorry.
You understand? That's basically... All jokes aside, I think that is the thing again. We are not battling flesh and...
blood.
Principalities, front boys,
principalities who are well versed in baking.
Just, I think when you start like living, like if your friends say they want to go to Kozo, you don't have Kozo money. So my mother is not feeling well, so I can't come. You understand?
Like, you don't even have, also, I feel like there's things that are coded. And then, you don't have to say, I don't have money, I can't come. Oh, I have a different engagement, so I will not be able to. We just understand.
I think you save a lot of money though.
Thank God for the podcast. I always say, I have an early morning tomorrow. We're recording at night.
Just also, I think. Also, I think that like, you don't necessarily, I have to add this, that you don't necessarily have to go out to have fun. I think it's very essential that you keep that in mind.
It's so wild that you as a young person is saying this.
This
comes to you when you get to 30.
Oh, no. you can have fun. See, famous Amos creator died. You can drink at home. Michael Jackson, another anniversary. Oh, you can drink at home. Oh, somebody just died on the internet. A famous person. Hey,
why do you even have to celebrate that?
Anyway, if you need a reason to, there's so many reasons.
All right. Anyway, guys, listen, we have got over time. And thank you guys so much for coming. This has been a very interesting conversation. Feel free to continue it in the comments. Just don't insult anybody. Some of you. Anyway, what am I saying? It's gonna fall on deaf ears. So do whatever you want to do. I want to remind you, we're gonna be doing a part two with this, with an all women panel to find out how women are navigating Accra as well. So look out for that. Get that honey, that's all we do. Charlie, no be easy. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere to cool your head, breathe in the air, sun so clear, no worries to bother you there. Sit even on a beach, baby, on an island, yeah. Go to a lake house, baby, break out and make out, feeling free like the wind I'm supposed to be. Apparently all right, people, now it's time for a very new and exciting segment that we're calling Cue Music. Yes. So, you know, Yeshe Horizon, Nimwa, Yeye Penyum. I love music. Kwame loves music. And we've got a lot of great and exciting talents in the whole Ghana. Yes. We go out, we meet a lot of people. They're like, listen to me, listen to this song. People send us like, you know, links to their music and stuff like that. And it's really great. And, you know, we've had several discussions on how we can really like elevate what we have here in Ghana, homegrown talents, you know. And, you know, tete-a-tete kakra, putting two heads together to make one. And we came up with this really new exciting segment called Cue Music, where we're going to be spotlighting artists that are doing really great, you know, really not a big a descriptor on, like, let's say their level. It's not necessarily maybe an upcoming, it's anyone. Honestly, I'm really not a big fan of the tag upcoming, it's anyone, but we are artists now. We be if you say a nice, you best spotlight. So, and so, ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time on the Sincerely Accra podcast, we give you Cue Music. And for our first guest, we have Ara the J. Enjoy.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Cue Music.
If you focus, you go do the most. Yes. Run it back to the back, me then I will insist. Then I cannot lie. Me say, can you wash it? Si no bana hanket, if no chiche mu pis. Si ne me sunu mwa, do me wa. Si la mani dana, me no mu sofa da ma. Take it time, me jene wa. Test me down, but I know say we go rise and we go tell you about the marriage.
Your first question, what inspires your fashion style?
Charlie Chaplin. Antique, I mean old stuff. I like vintage things. Yeah, and freedom. Yeah, it inspires my fashion because I mean I don't like to do what someone wants me to do. I like to do what I want to wear. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
When did you discover your passion for music?
I've been singing from birth. Yeah, but. From bed, I'm saying from bed because I know, I mean, I was singing as a baby. I mean, I believe it so much. But, for recording, high school, when I met Reverend Dompre, I had that unction to sing, to record, yeah, and release.
Yeah. Who is Reverend Dompre?
Reverend Dompre is my senior house master in Presec. Yeah, one of my late Reverend Dompre. Yeah, blessed memory. My senior man. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you grew up in Kenya. How did that influence your music taste?
my favorite song be Wagwan Popcorn. They are well was a bad Wagwan. Me charge Wagwan Sean Storm. You will cause me the way every day, star man. Hey, them say me mash up me day. I see a movie. I cause me. Yeah, cool down. Yeah, but right now, I be more of gospel. But me, my favorite song be Gaza Forever. Yeah, so when I was in Kenya, I used to link with some people. I didn't used to sing and write. I used to actually memorize raps, other people's music, like we all, I mean, or like some of us did. Yeah. So I used to memorize more of the Gaza, more of Vibes Cartel, Popcorn. So aside Gaza, Dream. All of this, I feel like it's a dream. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you are listening to these songs, you know that it will be now. It will be then times. Yeah. I mean, I used to love them then. Yeah. So I think Kenya influenced me in trying to gather this raga vibe. And you even hear it now in my music. I mean, even though I'm doing High Life and other genres, but you hear more of the raga because that's where I actually learned. Initially, I was writing poems. Yeah. But Kenya introduced a whole Jamaican vibe. I mean, the friends around me were all listening to this kind of music. So that's what, yeah, influenced me.
Okay. Finding Nemo, the capsule, is a lead up to a main project.
Mm-hmm.
How many more capsules do we have to go through before we get the main project?
So this is just a capsule. You might have to take the capsule. After this capsule, you might have to do something else. I mean, I can't say, but my person may come back. And the first one I know is the capsule. Yeah, you take the capsule. It's like an antidote, an eye-opener for you to see who Nemo is. Yeah, so as you internalize those things, as you digest them, something else will be coming that you'd have to do. Yeah, and see. There will be, I can't see a number, but there will be a couple of projects before Finding Nemo. Yeah.
On the project, Onwa, mm-hmm. It samples Kofi B's Mo Brower.
Yes.
Can you talk about the making of that song?
So, the time I recorded Onua, when I started developing the passion for High Life. Yeah, so around the time, Name Junimeo. Yeah, and I used to like that song so much. Yeah, so I recorded the song. I think it's out. Lucy is out on the Cloud Audio project. But I recorded those two songs that same time. So I recorded Lucy, and then we're listening to a lot of, High Life songs. I really wanted to do something with Daddy Lumba, like something around Daddy Lumba songs. Yeah, but Joey on the beat, my engineer, yeah, he played the Mo Brower. He played the guitar strings on them. Yeah. And as he the play them now, he the sing, Anwa, Anwa. But what really caught my attention was that me dream me home and me dream me home. Like it was seamless here for me. Yeah, because me dream me home and me dream me home. Now auntie chase out and I will be calling me. So yeah, so that's how we're Joey playing these old High Life songs, and then we came Mo Brower, then Onua. Yeah.
All right. So to end, I want you to, you know, give us a freestyle from any of your songs. You have to sing something. Yeah.
All right. Better know this. If you focus, you go do the most test. Running back to the bar, make them know we insist. And I cannot lie, if you say, can you wash it? To know about the handkerchief, no teacher, no pieces. Me so no more. Do me well. Sell a money down, I mean, no so for the mileage. Me do no more. Do me well, brother. I know say we go rise and we tell you as a marriage. And you know gentility, more of the currency, life, prosperity. No pomposity, I can't be the same to best and I attinity. But tell me so no wa, do me wa, money down on me no more, so for the mileage, me do no wa, take me down, but I know say we go rise and we tell you by some marriage. Are you crazy?
Come on. So what do you call your fans? All right, the J fans. What
are you? The J family.
J family.
The J family.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm saying your congregation, my boy. I'm going to cool it down.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Big love to Jumanu. Big love to Sincerely Accra. Yeah. Big love to the team. Big love to them for having us today. It'd be a big privilege, Charlie. I'm sure we'll be here.
but I see I can taste ya. I should know who I'm at the great, you know. I should know who you are. In my rats, my Jimmy packages. Let me who know me for the area. That's my missing our family.
All right, guys, we're back and it's time for us to do the shout outs. Yeah, I hope you really enjoyed Ara the J. He has a great voice, guys. He has a soothing voice. It's perfect. Okay, get into him. But anyway, on this episode, we're going to be shouting out a couple of people that I met whilst we're on the break. I'm going to start with Ginger. You know, Ginger was on our Twitter space that we did, or should I say X spaces that we did. If you were on there, then you know Ginger. But Ginger's also, she was on the KSS podcast, the Kojo Sheldon podcast, and she was talking about how she cannot date a man who doesn't have a car. Well, I met her at S Live, and she's a big fan of the podcast, and I told her I was going to give her a shout out. So shout out to you, Ginger. She was also with her friend, Mary Ann. Mary Ann, this is your shout out. Thank you for stopping me and telling me you will enjoy the podcast. We're so grateful. You know, I have these names here, and I don't know if I've shouted them out before, but look, if I've already done it, well, you get a second shout out. I want to shout out Abuna Sewa, Benny Joel, and Aram. Okay. We love you over here at the Sincerely Required Podcast. Keep spreading the word, keep listening, and keep letting people know that it's always a good time here on Sincerely Required. Okay. I'm going to love you right now and leave you and catch you on the next one. We're back. Oh, we are back. Let everybody know that we are back, and that's all you need to know. Okay. And I think should I leave you guys with anything? Keep your head above water. I know it's tough, I know it's difficult, but just don't stop. And if there's anything that you've ever wanted to do, any plans that you've ever wanted to make, just do it. Stop making excuses, because if it comes down to it, you're always going to have an excuse. I love you so much for listening. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante-Ofori. Yes. And of course, the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report. I'm going to love you and leave you. Catch you on the next one. Kwame, take it away.
I'm a popular L-O-N-E-R. If I say I love you, it's just for a while. She knows I'm a loner. Oh yes, I'm a popular loner. Got no love and my heart is colder. So baby girl, please lean on my shoulder. I'm undependable, D.I.D. I'm not reliable, don't fall in. I'm not so lovable, real hard guy. I'm proud to be hello. Say she want this now, say she wonder. Feeling my stitch now, what they wonder. She a bad bitch, she can be joking. Oh, she can be falling. 2 a.m. this girl be calling. Wait, don't tell me this can be falling.
She already got a man. Yeah, I already know. Cause you're feeling me stings, but I love to be alone.
I love you, say what? One no stress till the moon jammy. Really wanna be around you, say what? Don't try me. Go chop it up. See you drop them on TikTok like Haley Buddy. Your body sick of wings, I mean your body. I feel like she can move her. If she's single, I'm a popular loner. Come when you're old, dada. Just break your bone, dada. Got a city and I got a dollar. You're my bestie, be personal, yeah. In this year, I got dough. I got spent on you, head to toe. Like I got the gang gang from the foe. We better realize, yeah, we don't fool. She's saying, I'm using mosey, ozy. And you're acting naughty, naughty. Body, not before your old darling. Just put your back and give me that.
She already got a man. Yeah, I already know. Once you're feeling is this, but I love to be alone.
I love you, say what? One no stress till the moon jammy. Really wanna be around you, say what? Don't try me, you got your blocky.
I'm a popular L-O-N-E-R. If I say I love you, it's just for a while. One no stress, comma, depression, cry, and so don't come in my DM acting like you a queen, bro. See them. If one D just flow, I'ma see through what a nigga can do. I'ma shoot them.
Sina mesha me man show me. You be a buy you a quay my man me da. But if I did now, don't hold by the system and they hold back. I let to the bitches, I let to the hoes. One no bitch, now you already know. God, they got me, can they got turn cold? Men, yam, belly, that was up.
She already got a man, yeah, I already know. Once you're feeling me, but I love to be alone.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.